MyPay now. Access your wage early, anytime. Your money in your account in minutes. MyPayNow.com.au. T's and C's apply.
I'm ready to party.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
What are you peer pressuring me into?
Graces are still causing me grief.
They
aren't
are. They're really causing me grief. I thought it'd get easier.
Peer pressuring. I think they're getting better. Actually, I feel like my
what
spit,
do you want
my
me
spit
to go
production's
to?
Really slowed down. Well, I think we should try and find a nice Melbourne Cup event to go to. So many years where we've worked at Melbourne Cup, and Melbourne Cup events are the arse end of events to work, if I'm honest, because everyone is on the drink. You cannot control that crowd, nor would you want to, because they're having a jolly old time.
And how many sweeps can you do?
How many
prizes can you give out?
We will never do a Melbourne Cup event again unless we are paid a lot of money.
Potential no, so Melbourne Cup event.
I feel
it's people? Open. Yeah,
I feel that it's not up my alley. I don't like them. I don't like people, and I don't like alcohol
See,
at the moment.
I loved getting dressed up. It's the dress. You don't have to drink. That's fine. You can have a good time without booze.
Not when everyone else is having a really
I'm
good
aware.
Time.
I mean, then it just gets irritating. Yeah. Yeah, when you've got a lot
I
of
I just don't know if those events are my cup of tea.
Am I your cup of tea?
Yeah, you are my cup of tea, but I'd rather like sit in your lounge room and make our own hats.
Oh, I didn't think that was an option.
That
all right,
would be
lock
fun
it in
to
next
me.
Tuesday.
We wear our Frankie Four Flats, our little Birkies that I can't believe you're actually wearing.
Me either.
Told you that they're comfortable. We can wear tracksuit pants and we can make our own
hats.
Did
you set that trend? Did you go,
yeah, I did.
These are going to come back?
People know. People know that I have a nouse.
No, what? For Birkies, you never set that trend. Messieurs, you did.
Yeah, messieurs, I did. But basically in general, I was wearing the Birkies.
I mean, they are for hobbits. So I still stand by that. My feet
hobbits aren't real.
Do still look like Frodo Baggins in them. There's a spread
hairiest
that happens in a Birkenstock.
There is, but the point is that they're socially acceptable to nick out to Coles in.
Actually, you know what?
I mean, yours
I'm
are rose
kind of
gold.
All for a spread these days.
A what?
And then a comfortable shoe.
You hussy.
Because when I went out on Saturday, I wore, you know those Tony Bianco shoes that we have, Lise? Those nude ones? We've got the same heels.
The really high ones.
Really high ones.
Ooh,
so I wore,
how did you
well, they're like
those?
A 9 centimetre heel. I still can't feel my pinky toe 48 hours later.
So
I realised that's a real thing that changed. Like I used to be able to sprint
me
in
Me too.
Stilettos,
I could do anything in stilettos.
All night.
And now we've hit that point
now
I'm wearing sensible shoes.
I think I've got 9 functioning toes. I don't know what's going on with that.
Were you in so much pain?
No, I wasn't. But I only noticed yesterday that I had, there's a fifth toe that's just not functioning.
Do you know what? I went out to that fancy dinner on Saturday night and I wore flats.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But there's two reasons for that. Two very valid reasons.
Well, one, you broke your foot and you're not.
Okay.
You're not.
So, on that.
You know, what's the opposite of being like piss fit? You're not like heel fit.
I'm not heel fit. The broken foot is still front of mind. It was also raining. And I said to Dane, this is not a good combination for me to be not heel fit in the rain. So I'm going to do the right thing and I'm going to wear some nice pointed ballet flats. You know, they were hot pink and red, those ones.
Cute.
So they're fashionable. They're stylish.
Yeah. I thought you'd sold those through Penelope.
No, I sold the blue and aqua.
Oh, yeah. If anybody ever wants to buy our old gear. go to Penelope Styling. She sells
Penelope
it all.
Styling. A second.
Do you take a cut from that or
no?
Do you just give it to her to sell?
Yeah, she takes
a cut. No, she takes a cut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you get
so that
the
was
money
the first
she takes a
reason.
Cut.
Yeah. The second reason is that, yes, on the weekend, our
there are too many weirdos on Facebook, Mark.
Yeah,
our
is.
New couch arrived.
Oh, how was it?
Great. It's huge. It's possibly too big for the room, but we don't care because it's so comfortable. And as Dan and I were rearranging furniture, a chair, yuck, Sarah, I don't ever do that again. A chair fell on my big toe. And now I think the nail's going to come off.
Seems like the opposite of what you want.
That's attractive just in time for summer.
Exactly. Mm. So no heels for me, no Melbourne Cup for me. I don't like pissy people.
Can I call out my mate Dean?
What
on this
for?
Podcast?
I mean, does Dean listen?
No, but just so if anyone knows him.
Okay.
His name's Dean Armstrong.
Yeah.
Gave me a dud tip on the NRL Grand Final yesterday. Told me to bet Panthers would win by 13 plus points and Nathan Cleary would score a try.
Well, I would have bet that Nathan Cleary would have scored a try.
Yeah,
too,
but I did
so
a multi.
That's not a bad.
Paying $17.50.
Why are you gambling?
Oh, I've never heard of Nathan
Just to make
Cleary
the game a little bit more fun. But then I realised the game started at 6:30 and I was in bed at 7, so I wasn't going to watch it anyway.
Oh, wow, that's so sad.
So, Sarah, yeah. Nathan Even Cleary is the halfback and his dad is also the coach of the
She
Panthers.
Doesn't know what halfback means.
Okay. I do.
Not you, Sarah.
Coachy.
Speaking of halfbacks and football, I'm so sorry about the story I told about Dane today.
Don't be sorry. I don't feel know like why you have your knickers in
I
a
I feel
tangle.
Like I've
hold
I
it,
see
it play
as a beautiful
oh, yeah, well,
parenting
let's
story.
It.
Play it.
Okay. We'll play
and
it.
Then let the okay. people decide. I don't know why you're upset about this because I think it's fine. I will deep dive though. Listen to this and then let's regroup.
Those two girls.
Morning, morning, morning.
Hello.
Could be a few sore heads driving around this morning for any of the footy fans over the weekend, of course. Lisa and I were trying to decide how to start the show today.
A big weekend of sport, let's be
clear. We probably needed to address the football, even though we didn't watch it.
Well, look, I was actually... I don't mind it. I don't mind a bit of AFL and I don't mind a bit of rugby league. I don't...
Did you watch either?
Yeah, no, I didn't watch the AFL because I had a very important date to attend, which we'll
about
speak about at some point.
I watched Amy Shark sing at the start and then I just stopped. I was like, well, I've seen the musical act now. That's all I need to see. But of course... the Storm beat the Panthers last night. And
yeah.
Richmond Tigers
you did do
beat
some research.
The Geelong
Cats. What, the who?
Geelong.
The Geelong.
Sorry, everyone in Geelong.
Yeah,
it was a big gap.
Hold on, I'm just going to not play any music just to see how you
what
guys
was the score?
Well, we were
make
scrambling
your way
in
this.
Our pre-show meeting. I was like, well, we've got to talk about the sport, but then we really wanted to talk about Elsa Pataki's
And I really
fitness.
Wanted to talk about the PM's bunnies. God, the PM's bunnos purchase,
Well, you know, you don't. This is irritating about you. You don't what? Go from bunnies to bunnos. You call it Bunnings.
I don't
That's
call it
type.
Bunnings. I call it bunnos and the PM.
The only person in Australia who calls it bunnos.
I don't think I am.
I think you are. I believe you are. You're like adding an O on the end of everything that doesn't
I'm not
need
the
it.
Only person who calls it bunnos.
You'll be like, I'm going to Colzo's. I'm going
not,
to,
that doesn't roll
I'm going
off
to the
tongue.
Fisher. I'm going to the Bolo.
Well, I spoke to the real O.
See?
Last week. That's a whole other story.
I got to congratulate you girls on touching very little on sport and really not touching anything else in the whole talk break. I don't think anyone understands anything you guys just said.
Well,
it was such a little amount of a lot of things.
Yeah, well, that's
our
right.
specialty.
You've it's gotta, a skill.
You've got to be a jack of all trades in this job.
Or a jackass of all trades.
Keep up with us. Be quick.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
I was out at an event on Saturday that started at 11 a.m. It was an annual ladies event.
It was a piss up.
It really was. And I was having a great time. And about 5 o'clock, Lee started messaging me on Facebook saying, Dade and I have scored a table to this restaurant we've been waiting to get into for 12 months. It's for four people. I know you've had a massive day and I'm not even sure if Wills is home, but it's at 8:30 seating. Can you come? Are you drunk? And I was like, no, I'm probably not going to be able to stay out until 8:30. You know, my sister's got the kids. Lee starts getting more and more desperate. If you have three other girls that'd like to come, I can ditch Dane. I said, no, take him. Lee's increasingly frantic. Well, we've got to have four people or we have to pay a savage cancellation fee of $120 a head. This is what happens when I get spontaneous. Do you have a plus one or are you close to passing out in the gutter?
Look, let me set
the
scene.
She starts sending me aggressive bridesmaids memes. If you're seriously considering it, we can totally make it girls only. Dane would be fine. He's been out at a mate's 50th since 12:30. And as I'm replying, trying to like maybe get some ladies together, she's like, it's all good. Dane's filled the spots with a random couple from work.
Let me set the scene, okay? This restaurant, guys, it's not just a restaurant. It's an experience, okay? In a time where everyone's going bigger, bigger, better, it's brash, it's... No, this is small and intimate. Only eight diners at one time. This whole thing, you've got to line up outside. They only open the door when they're ready.
How long's
then
the line of eight
ushered
people?
Ushered inside. Then a curtain is
Wait,
drawn.
They this, only open the yes. door when yes, they're
yes,
ready?
Yes, Sarah. And it's part of the cachet
of this
place.
Whatever the customers come first?
And you pay
oh, look, the customers do come first because this is exceptional dining. 13 courses, a degustation menu. They are so skilled, so informed. It was phenomenal. And I have been waiting a year and a half to get in because they only release bookings once a quarter on Instagram, and then you've got to throw yourself on their booking system and fight to the death. So yesterday at 4 p.m., sorry, Saturday 4 p.m., I saw it come up on my Instagram feed. What, there's four seats available for our 8:30 seating. And I thought, this is it. This is me living my best life. I'm going to be spontaneous. Who cares about the children? I'll find a babysitter. And I hit book. And then I read the cancellation terms. And it's $120 a head if you don't show up. So I was like, we've got to find two people. But grand final weekend, do you think? I mean, Dane's cut 50% of our friend group after they refused to come with us. Do you know how many texts we sent out? Jace, you were actually on the list, but
I didn't
we never
get one.
Made it to you.
I mean, she started messaging our boss
yeah.
here at work.
Yeah,
wait,
and he's
so the
very
boss,
upset.
The boss
that
came before me.
Yeah, well, yes, because I know they're foodies.
This is uncomfortable now, isn't
I
it?
I know they're foodies, and it's been on his list too. Guys, it was incredible. We didn't get home till midnight. And
oh
I didn't
God.
Even drink. I think I'm a new person. I had non-alcoholic wine.
For $120 a head,
no,
you didn't even get a glass
it.
Of wine.
I chose not to, Sarah, because I thought there's already one piss head in the group. And that's you. So I thought, I'm going to go the other way.
Wow.
I'm going to go sober. I'm going to enjoy the food.
What would be great is if you could give people a little bit more notice than a flurry
no,
of
I think
of
I liked
hours
it.
Activity.
No, but that's exclusive.
It is. It felt exclusive.
I was joking, but...
I liked it.
But Jace is hurt, so you better book again and you better ask. Yeah.
He wouldn't have come. I yeah, just
that's
knew.
That's correct. I wouldn't
See?
Have.
See? So I'm not
but it would have been nice
feelings.
To be invited. You know?
She was going through pay scales. first.
Yeah, that's what I was on the very, very bottom.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Kids are super weird. We know that. A little boy in Salt Lake City, Utah, named Theo, has befriended... Well, someone quite unusual, let's be honest. His parents went to the $2 shop and bought one of those spooky Halloween skeletons that mm-hmm. you can hang in your front on your front porch, yada yada, right? Theo decides that this is his soulmate. And now Theo and the skeleton that he's named Benny, they go everywhere together. So there are photos of Theo and Benny going down the slippery dip at the park.
Oh,
there's photos
wow.
of Theo and Benny in the car seat. Like he's popped Benny in the car seat beside him. He props Benny up on the front porch and they watch people and the mailman go past.
We'll put a photo up on our Instagram at Lise and Sarah, but I'm looking at the picture now and Benny is a human size, like a grown
he's not,
up adult size skeleton.
He's a 5 foot tall skeleton because it's decorative. It's not actually one from the science lab,
like,
Sarah.
Don't height shame people. There are 5 foot people out there and that's what their skeleton looks like.
But this is an actual bone, you realise. It's a plastic skeleton.
No, I realised it
hasn't
wasn't
gone
bone.
To
that
the museum
be very hygienic,
of natural art or whatever.
Mum and Dad
it's
haven't gone to the cemetery and dug
no,
up old.
No, they
Benny.
Haven't. They play trains together, and the parents are like at a loss. But this isn't the first time
no.
that kids have attached themselves to an unusual item. We no. have a friend, Sarah, yeah. whose little boy decided that teddy bears were not
nothing
for him.
Plush for him. No, he wanted plastic, hard plastic in the form. Of a blender lid, mm-hmm. just the hard black plastic with the hole in the middle
yes.
and his little toddler hand.
Chubby little hand.
Could clutch through that and he would crawl with it. So you'd hear clop, clop, clop. He would sleep with it, go
He'd
in the car, grocery shopping, everywhere.
It was his little comfy toy.
It was the most hilarious random thing.
But that's the thing. You
excellent
can't,
point of conversation.
You cannot control what children will attach themselves to. Mm-mm. So 13 and 1060, I'd like to throw this out to our listeners. What random item has your kid attached to, bonded with? What's their cuddly toy that may not be cuddly at all?
Yep, that's the phoner. 13, 10, 60.
I thought you were going to come up with a your child.
No, they were standard.
Our kids are normal. Kelly in Rochester, what random item has your kid bonded with?
Silk boxer shorts.
Oh, I can understand that because it's quite tactile. It's a lovely sensation. I mean, is somebody missing, obviously, a pair of boxer shorts in your house?
He was all the time, my husband.
So it wasn't one pair alone. It was just any silk?
Any silk boxer shorts.
Okay. Good. Let's go to Adam in Smithfield. Adam, what random thing has your kid attached itself, him, herself to?
So it's actually my, like, it's myself, not my kid. When I was a child, my mum told me that apparently I used to beg for tissues to be wrapped around my, like, like my bottle when I was drinking milk.
Yeah.
And I used to, like, comfort myself by rubbing it between my fingers, apparently.
Oh, that's nice. That's, again, very tactile, isn't it?
Yeah.
Also quite hygienic because one tissue and then it's done. As opposed to those manky little rabbits that kids wander around with.
I was probably like a germaphobe from a kid. Who knows? I also used to have, light, like, little flashlights around my room and they had to be on. Not a nightlight, but it had to be a flashlight.
Oh, like how many, Adam?
Like 4 or 5, like in each corner.
Wow. What were you?
I don't know why.
Like spotlights on you in bed as a little tacker?
Maybe. No. It was like they had to be like lit underneath the bed. They had to like be lit up. Oh. Otherwise, I'd just be very uncomfortable.
Kids are so weird, right?
So weird.
Like it always blows my mind. Let's round it out with Emily. You're in Melbourne. What random item has your kid attached themselves to?
So it was actually my little brother, but he took my porcelain doll when he was about 6 and not even maybe 4, and he removed the wig from it. And so for years, he walked around with the wig on my porcelain doll, and it was like a matted piece of hair, and we all called it Hairy Bear.
Oh, my God. That's the perfect.
That is freaky. Perfect. That's up there with the skeleton that little Theo's attached himself to. Just the hair of a
mop
doll.
Of hair. That's
creepy. That's some like Halloween.
Did he watch The Haunting of Bly Manor or something? This kid is.
I don't know. It was pretty scary. He used to take it to Woolies and everything, and mum and dad couldn't get it off him. But yeah, we always thought he was going to be a hairdresser. But no.
What does he do now?
He wants to be a plumber. So.
Oh, good. We'll give him a shout out because this is a real tradie hour, and
he can take hair out of a drain now.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Lise, I've been busting to tell you this story since I heard it on Saturday. It's a beautiful tale about your husband, Dane, and another woman.
What?
Now, let me set the scene. Saturday,
like
I'm at an annual ladies' lunch event. We're a couple of hours in, the wines are free-flowing, and I was sitting down talking with my friend, Amy. Now, Amy threw her head back and laughed, and she said, I can't believe I'm going to tell you this story, but the wine's talking, and it's a story about Lisa's husband, Dane. Now, before I can go into the story, I need to set the scene as to who Dane was in a previous life. Lisa, I hope you don't mind because, you know,
a previous life. It's
well,
like
you know,
this
a previous
life.
Iteration of a career. How's that?
That's better.
So Dane was a footballer. Not just any footballer, the best looking footballer in the country. I'm quite prepared to say that. Google him. Do yourself a favour on a Monday morning. Lisa reckons she didn't know who he was. I call bullshit, but apparently she didn't.
Sarah, I'm French and I was living overseas. I didn't know who he was.
Anyway, you didn't even have to follow footy to know who Dane was. So she said back in the day in the club, early 20s, she was
in the
standing
footy club
there.
Or the
nightclub? Like nightclub, yep. Pub, okay. Whatever. Now, the thing you need to know about my friend Amy is she's a touch over 6 foot.
Okay.
She's a very tall girl.
That's all right.
And
Dane's tall.
She's a gorgeous girl.
Where is this going?
Okay. I'm telling you, it's going to a really beautiful place.
Okay. Hurry up.
I feel
she's
the jealousy
standing in
building.
There. She's standing there and she sees Dane Carlaw start to approach her.
Oh,
and she's like, what is going on here? He walks up to her and he says, hi, I'm Dane. Dane's pretty awkward in social situations, right?
Is.
Hi, I'm Dane. She's like, hi, I'm Amy. Silence. And then he goes, Mum always said I have to say hi to the tallest girl in the room. And she said she's never worn heels to like an event since. She like is a flat shoe kind of lady. So I don't know if that's more of a story about Dane or more of a story about his mother Anne raised him to be like, you, the tall girls are the ones who get left out. You're a tall man.
I just don't know if
you
he was
go
meant
and
to
say hello.
Say, like,
I don't think he was, but isn't that adorable? Isn't it cute? Doesn't that make you love him a little more?
I do love him a bit more.
Oh.
But what were his intentions with Damien?
I'm not sure. Didn't get to that point.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
I'll tell you what I want, what I want.
You're terrible, Muriel.
That's so 90s.
Yep, I walked into a store, saw a board game called That's So 90s, bought it, now we play it. It's a deep, deep dive into how this show works.
Also, it's American and we don't always know the answers. Today we're doing...
the category.
Who said or sang that?
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Question number one, you're buzzing with your names. Whew. We have to let go of the notion that for Apple to win, Microsoft has to lose.
Lees. Steve Jobs. Jobs. Hobbs.
We'll give it to you.
Thank you.
Sure.
Steve Jobs. Question two. You have the most unusual name too, John Smith.
Sarah. Pocahontas said that. Jason?
Really?
Sarah Wills, that's correct.
Pocahontas? Well
done. Pocahontas did say that.
You can sing with all the voices of the mountains. Paint with all the colours of the wind. Yeah. I know that movie.
Who said or sang that? Hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, Sarah.
Sarah's in.
That was Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Terminator.
Do you know which Terminator movie?
Hasta la vista. Well, it'd be the first one. It's classic.
Oh, shoot. It's not the first one.
Well, as if you know, please. Okay, it's the bloody second one.
Look, when you said, when you referred to Pocahontas, I thought that was like Men in Black. So I'm on a better wavelength than you are here. It's number two.
Correct.
Well, when did he say get to the chopper?
That's not, not even Terminator. That movie.
Right. Sure.
Who it's a great family movie, too. You should get the kids to watch it.
Yoo-hoo, I'll make you famous.
Oh, Yoo-hoo, I'll make...
Yoo-hoo, I'll make you famous.
I'll make you famous.
Would it be someone from Almost Famous?
I know,
like
it sort of feels
don't
like that, but that's not 90s.
Some...
Penny Lane?
That's
not Almost Famous, 100%.
It's 100% not 90s.
Okay, we're on to it.
We're on a different movie altogether.
Yoo-hoo, I'll make you famous.
You won't get it.
I don't
can you
know
say it.
It
in the intonation?
No, he doesn't even know it.
Well,
what is it?
Yoo-hoo, I'll make you famous.
Oh, it's a country western.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Matthew McConaughey?
No.
Oh, it could be.
It's William H., Billy the Kid, Bonnie and the Young Guns 2.
Never. Oh my God,
what?
Ever.
No idea what
that is. That? No.
All right, winner takes all. Who said or sang that? Have you ever had a dream, Neo? That
Lee's,
you were so
Matrix.
Sure was real.
Oh, yeah.
Who said it, though?
It's bloody...
Keanu's character.
No, that's Neo, Sarah.
It's Lawrence Fishburne.
No, that's he's not that's, in that, it.
Lawrence Fishburne
yes,
is in it,
is
but
in
it's
it.
His character. What was his name?
I don't know. Oh, hold on. No, I don't have it. I don't.
Someone's
no.
going to get it. Starts with M.
Matthew.
No, it's not. It's a weird name. Shivers. What is that? It's Malfeo.
It's Morpheus.
Morpheus.
Right.
Close enough.
Zero winners today.
Oh, well, we got to morph out of here and into
can
your
you
breakfast
please
show.
Find out when Almost Famous was?
Yeah, sure.
I'm telling you it was 2000,
that's a
Sarah.
Great movie, by
because
the way.
It was not.
I feel it was early. No, it was no, late 90s.
No, it was early 2000.
All right, hang your on, breakfast show on the way next.
It's 2000.
Yes.
How irritating.
We're
I won
out
it.
Of here.
Actually, 2001 in Australia.
Bye.
There you go. Classic. Never seen it. Classic. All right, bye, guys.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Yeah, I honestly thought that was just like a beautiful tale of parenting.
And then
off air, you've just
parenting.
Been like, that's a line, Sarah.
You know when you come off line. Like that as if they've just heard it, but that was the second last break. So they've heard a whole nother break and you come off like it's just
Well, I'm still talking about. It's the last talk break. It's not the game break.
No.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the fifth break where they talked about Dane. Now you can continue.
Yes. Okay, so Dane going up to your friend Amy and saying my mum always told me to go say hello to the tallest lady in the room.
That's so sweet. He's such a nice man. And Lise, you basically looked at me afterwards and was like, that's a line.
I think it's a pickup line.
That is a line, 100%.
I've told you a story.
You've also shown me a picture of Amy and she is the goods, the biz. She is very beautiful.
Well, she looks a lot like you.
Now, 20-year-old Dane, a red-blooded male, I would be pissed at him if he didn't try and pick her up back then. I was not in the picture. I was off doing my own thing, Sarah, sowing my own wild oats.
You were walking past Scott Speedman in an airport.
Absolutely.
Like. She was a travelling off-duty model.
Yeah.
Okay, and she could have had sex with Scott Speedman in the toilet. And I hope you never let Dane forget that.
I haven't told him the story yet.
Oh, I'll tell him. Oh, Scott.
He'll pretend he doesn't know Scott Speedman. I got my older sister said, I can't believe you'd never told me that story. And I said, well, that's a personal tale between me and Scott.
So
we shared a moment.
It.
And she was like, okay, whatever.
I would love to get him on the show. On the show as part of the like publicity tour.
Okay, and I'll wear what I wore at LAX.
And just be like, do you remember me?
Got off of a plane at LAX. No, cardigan. It wasn't a cardigan, let me tell you. Anyway, back to Dane. It's a pickup line, but I know in my gut that that's a pickup line. I'm going to find out from Dane's mum, Anne.
I see him
did
so
she
innocent.
Teach him? Did she teach him that life lesson to
Why
approach?
Why do you need to dive into that?
Because you know what? I can remember my mum teaching me back in the day.
It is a mother to son, but I don't
see... No, but what's it matter now?
Because you know what?
Sarah's losing sleep over it.
The number of blokes who would come and just like, you should smile more. And you'd be like, fuck off.
you can't say that.
So beep it. Somebody came up and was like, Mum always said to say hi to the tall girls. I mean,
I feel it's a dumb, like, Dane is a gentle giant and that is something he might say, but he's also very shy and he would need a lot of drinks under his belt to approach a woman. So why would he approach a woman with something his mother said, which could also be seen as an underhanded...
Okay, let me teach you girls.
It's disarming and I'm surprised.
It's disarming, but she could have said, that's not a very nice thing to say. I don't want to be pointed at and jeered at.
No.
It could have backfired.
No.
Nobody would say that. Dane
saying,
Carlo.
My mum taught me, shows that his mum and him has a close relationship.
I get it.
He respects women. And he takes some really
Lise's
important
like,
life
I get
lessons.
It. Now shut up. What did Dane say to you when he first met you?
He said, I love you. He said, I'm going to marry you.
Well, first date?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 100.
And you didn't run?
Absolutely not.
I mean, it's a different time.
Hang on.
It was
first date, he said.
It wasn't a date. It was, okay, the first time.
Yeah, I know.
Time,
he looked at the photo in the fridge at your friend's place.
But then
my
the first
story.
Time that we actually collided after all of that dynamic was happening in the background with our friends of the pointing at the photo on the fridge, yada, yada, yada.
I love this story. It's my favorite.
We were at the CACO, at the Caxton. Brisbaneites will know it well.
Which is where I'm
an institution. An institution, right?
I know. I wasn't immediately attracted. I thought his paws were too big. Mm. Anyway, I digress.
What?
Paws.
His hands.
His paws.
Oh, his.
Oh, his in his nose.
I was very
and
picky.
She is surprised why men at bars like,
didn't approach her.
Didn't approach her because she's looking at their buggy paws.
His hands. His paws are a bit big.
Yeah. And I mean, if a man judged a woman on something
Sarah,
like that, we would be
paws?
Crucified.
You know what? I could have had my pick.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. You've bought one high cut bikini at Cotton On, and now you're a changed woman. What?
It's true. If I.
I don't know what's happening to you. I'm worried.
Wait. Okay, tell me more about Dane's story.
So this particular night at the CACO.
I digress. Delete that whole thing about Wills.
No.
Offensive.
No, it's staying in.
We're joking. Oh, my God. People know we're full of shit anyway, so.
Well, that was a true story.
Yeah. Sarah couldn't get everyone she wanted.
We're at the
CACO. No, he told me
oh
I was
God.
The most.
Okay, well, nobody wants to use. Anyway, okay, all's well that ends well.
Good ending to the story.
I thought your first date with Dane, he was trying to throw you off the back of a jet ski.
Yes, that was...
You're sending me mixed messages.
Hold on. I don't...
Like the movie Switch with Will Smith and Eva Mendes.
I don't know the order of things, Sarah. I don't know. No, the jet ski came... Oh, was it before or after? No, the jet ski came before. So we had the jet ski altercation where I refused to put my hands around his waist.
Fridget. Oh,
God, okay, me too. Okay, bloody Jeffrey.
Fridget.
Called me that in year 6, 1991.
Since 1991.
I haven't heard that for a long time. God. I don't know where that came from.
That was the and you know what? That was the ultimate like put down for a young girl.
Yeah,
I'm 11.
I better be frigid. Bloody hell.
Yeah, someone tried to make me kiss a girl on the lips in grade 6, like just like a little peck, and I didn't, and they called me frigid for like the next year.
It's awful. Kids are such asses. I don't know, Sarah. There was the jet ski. There was the fridge. There's a lot happening.
At some point in life. Like when you're an older woman, are you frigid? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, we both had a few drinks at
So he said to you, just take me through it. So he said to you, hold on to me on the jet ski. Okay, and you said no. And
this story is extremely hard to follow.
It's so hard to follow because Sarah keeps jumping from one era to another.
Okay. Start at the beginning.
Oh, sure.
Wait, do we want to do a whole separate podcast that is like Lee's story time with how she met Dane?
Oh, my God. Carl or I don't know if Dane's Brisbane up
Bronco.
For this.
Was he Bronco? No. Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
No, just tell it now.
Yeah, go. We won't interrupt anyone.
So what do you want me to tell? The jet ski. Okay, so we were introduced by friends.
Yes.
Mutual thing. I was living overseas, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Whatever.
And whenever I came back, people would try and get us together, but I was not in that frame of mind. Mm. Anyway, we went jet skiing one day. And
Speedman friend.
Everyone was like, Lise, you go on Dane's jet ski. And I was like, oh, this is so cliche. Like, I hate that. I'm not that kind of person. I don't go for cliches. Sure. And I was like, well, this is embarrassing. I'm not putting my hands around here.
I mean, a model and a footballer. I don't go for cliches.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
No, but I resisted it for a very long time. And then I embraced it. Yeah, anyway, I didn't want to put my arms around him because I thought, how lame.
I mean, what's wrong with you?
I just didn't want to do that, Sarah. I had to be unexpected. I had to buck the system. And he bucked me off the jet ski.
And then when
as
you
punishment.
Were floundering in the water, he said?
No. He didn't say it there. Then there was that. Then nothing happened.
Then I thought he said, are you going to hang on now?
Oh, yeah, that's what
he
said.
Why do I know your stories better than you do?
He said, are you going to get back on? Are you going to hang on properly? And I said, yes. Yes, sir.
Because I'm scared of dugongs. That's another story. Okay.
Bull sharks. Anyway, fast forward to a particularly drunk caco evening.
How much further in the future is
I don't
this?
Know. Oh, you know I'm bad with dates.
So you would have gone
terrible
back to America,
dates.
Come back.
Yes, there would have been months. There possibly would have been months.
And he held on for you.
Mm-hmm.
Cute.
Came back to the caco, had a particularly drunk night. My sister was there, and now she is a sticky beak, and she gets herself involved. And she and Dane have always had a nice little connection, and she just went up to him, or he went up to her, and he said, I'm in love with your sister. I'm going to marry her.
Shut up.
Yeah, and Fred was all about it.
I just heard
was
this story.
All about it. Well, I'll talk to Fred. Get Fred on. We'll do a story time with Fred, because she'll retell the story better
Fred
than I
week.
Will.
Well, I don't think you should give Fred that opportunity, because then people will realise Fred's actually the funnier sister and she'll get your job. Yeah.
So Fred was instrumental and she came up to me and she said, I think you should ditch your American boyfriend.
Who was that?
Oh, I'm not going to name him.
Name him?
No, I'm not going to name him.
Know the reason that you broke his heart.
I didn't know. I didn't. He was an asshole.
Okay. Yeah.
He wasn't an asshole. He wasn't a bad person. He just,
they just weren't right together.
No, we weren't.
I mean,
not.
I didn't know them, but we I just know not. They were
was
right
miserable.
Is it, do you think that knowing always comes after the fact?
No,
oh, yeah, you weren't right.
No,
for each
because
other.
I was in the process of trying to figure out how do I leave him? How do I get out of America?
But then Dane was a pretty good carrot to be like, this is the impetus. I have to ditch this. Tell me more.
That's it. So he had liquid courage, and then Fred was in the background encouraging him to come up and talk to me. And then, yeah, he said all those lovely things.
Like at the Caxton?
Yes.
Tell me, take me through it.
Well, Sarah, no, you know what? We'll get Fred on. She can tell you because I get very shy.
So he's, oh, bullshit, you get shy. I've never known a less shy person in my life. So he's just like, you're at the bar at the Caxton.
Fred will give you
at the filthy Caxton, and he's just like, I'm going to marry you. What do you say to that?
I was just like, well, look, it was a different game.
That's not something you hadn't heard before at bars.
No, it was something I hadn't heard
before. I'm sorry, I'm holding out for someone special. His name's Scott.
No. I'm going to let my sister tell it.
Oh, come on. I don't have time to wait.
I will. Call her.
No,
call her. She's awake.
No one's going to want to wait a whole nother podcast.
I'll call her now.
No, I don't have time. I've got to go.
Well, then just wait till tomorrow. Oh. I don't know, Sarah. I had a lot to drink that night.
Tune in tomorrow.
Oh, I don't
for the second half of Lisa's love story with Dan.
I'm sorry. On behalf of everyone, I'm sorry that I posed the question and now Lisa isn't finishing the story. Just tell me what happened.
Nothing happened that night, Sarah. Nothing.
But what did you say about
we didn't even kiss, nothing. Nothing. He just laid his cards out on the table and I went home absolutely stunned. Stunned mullet. Very, very flattered. Stunned mullet. And yes. I thought, this is different. There's something different about this one. Oh. Who doesn't play games like that? I love that.
Yes.
And that was the beginning.
See, that's all I needed. That's all I needed to round the story
but
out.
But I feel that Fred has more intel because she had long conversations with him that night. I believe she said, you must tell her, tell her, tell her how you feel because she's going to go back to America. And if you don't make your feelings known now, she's going to stay with that loser. Potentially.
Would you have?
No. No.
Did you go back to America after that?
Yes, I had to. I had to go back for like 4 months.
Mm. Mm. And he waited.
He waited.
He knew. He knew. I mean, why wouldn't you wait for Lise? Come on. It's offensive to ask that question, Jase. Oh, you're so rude.
We'll get Fred on. We'll do a Fred special.
I'd also like to get Tont on as well, your uncle.
Oh,
he listens every day. I think Tont could weigh in.
I don't know if Tont could weigh in. I don't know how much he knew about that. Possibly. I do remember the time Tont, Uncle John, laughed in my face when I told him I was dating Dane Carlaw.
Okay, yeah.
So we'll get Tont on. Fine. Yeah.
Just a whole family.
What's your maiden name?
Coulon.
Coulon.
Coulon by name, Coulon by nature.
Oh, my God. I mean, it was a mistake.
I mean, don't hate me because my maiden name reveals the fact that I'm not a fun sponge.
What was yours, Sarah?
Hall. And I really had to enunciate Hall. The L's because it sounded like whore.
Sarah Hall. Sarah Hall.
I mean, could you get a more common name?
Sarah Hall.
Sarah Hall. Just me and, you know, 2.5 other million Sarah Halls in the world. Yeah. But with mum's names were Beryl and Vance, so... Like they needed the most common.
I think it's a nice name. I don't know why you hate on your common
Lise
name.
No, I
don't.
Well, I mean to be Hall. Honest, I'd rather be Sarah Hall than Lise Coulon, if I'm totally honest.
Why?
I mean, not
What's
in
wrong
person.
With my name?
But the name is difficult. You've had a difficult life.
Coulon. What's wrong with Coulon?
What's wrong with Coulon? Also,
well,
it's not C-O-O-L.
It's C-O-U-L. So they probably pronounced it like
no.
So
they
she
never
was probably
got that wrong.
Lise Coulon.
No, no, they never actually. Funnily, they never got Coulon wrong.
That's too busy battling with your first name.
Yeah.
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 Lisa. Lisa.
Lise.
Lise.
Yeah. Lucky you're beautiful.
Lise.
Lucky you're beautiful and people remember. You know that beautiful girl, Lise? No, it's not Lise. It's Lise. Sometimes people call me Sharon.
If you could change your name, what would you change it to?
Something like long and flowery. I change it to Lise. Oh, Lise Carlo.
Really?
No, probably like Josephine.
Oh, yeah, that would
like
suit you. That would suit you. What would
beautiful.
You change yours to, Jace?
Wouldn't I love my name?
I like your name too. You have a great name.
Jace is cool. Jason? Terrible. Jace?
Yeah. No, I agree.
Jace has a cool swagger factor to it. Whereas if you were like a Jason?
Hi, I'm Jason.
Yeah.
And everyone goes,
Hi, can you fix my computer?
Yeah.
It's not very nice to all the Jasons listening. We do have a few, actually.
Yeah.
A few regulars.
Actually, do you know what other lady's name I've told you this before? Margot. I love that girl's name.
With
I
an
love...
OT or an AUX?
No, with the AUX. Like
yeah.
Margot Parker.
French.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be Lise Margot.
You don't like Margot Robbie?
Margot.
No, because I think it's an ugly way to spell it.
Yeah.
Margot.
Sorry, but because I tried to get that over the line with one of my girls' names for Wills, and he's like, everyone will call her Maggot.
Yeah, it's true.
And I was like, you raise a valid point.
You raise me up when I... Oh, God.
Yeah.
How much do we love Josh Groban?
I mean, that's an unfortunate Groban.
Oh.
Seems like a Joshua. Josh? Cool. Joshua?
Oh, I don't mind Joshua.
You need the shortening. You need a name with a shortening. And that's the unfortunate thing with Lee's and that's Sarah, right? Sarah, which is fine, but you can't. You can only go there if you know that person. Yeah. Lee's, you've got to lengthen. Leezy, Leezu.
Lee.
No,
not Lee.
Doesn't work.
Yeah.
Right, I've got to go.
Okay. What a fun chat.
I've got to go to Coles and get some sugar-free mints.
You raise me up so I can stand on my own.
This isn't Josh's voice. This is a cover.
Westlife.
Raise me up,
I've got to go.
To walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. Oh, who's this? Who does this cover?
Westlife.
Oh, how dare they?
No, Cole.
Bye.
Tickety boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.